This is what Dean mentioned a few moments ago. His favorite Glenn Frey song from the 80s. It's a good night, late night, smoky room song. I know you need a friend. It's a cover, by the way. This is Glenn Frey's cousin, Dave.
I wasn't a big fan of the song.
No, the song's good. It's
kind of elevatory.
No, listen, I asked Ross and Kevin, who both are too young to know Eagles music, to pull all these songs like at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. You know, stuff happens. It's fine. But if you could find that for Andrea later and turn it into a ringtone, that'd be great.
Thank you, yeah.
Jeff Morrow standing by, and Kevin, this is a big moment for you. For those of you not familiar with Kevin's food blog, Kevin every Tuesday posts pictures of what he eats.
Yes, I do, and it seems to be a pretty big hit on the website, but people just like looking at photos of food.
And today, a good example, when Twitter is sporadic or down for the first time, you could spend the entire day just looking at what Kevin's eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where would we find your food blog?
WGNRadio.com/food diary.
And, you know, you don't get, nervous around most celebrities, but I know when you met Jeff, you were kind of freaked out.
Well, I don't know if Jeff remembers, but this is when Flavor HD had that Sunday show with Hannah and Dane, and Jeff came in, and I met him, and I was thrilled, because he is the sandwich king, Steve.
And Jeff joins us now. Jeff, do you mind having Kevin as a groupie?
I'll take it, man. No, I do remember meeting you, Kevin, and, I've seen your work on online and everything.
Wow, you know, what an amazing thing to have a colleague recognize you,
that's
Kevin.
That's a compliment. I appreciate that.
He cooks it, you eat it.
Yes.
That's the arrangement.
Feed your senses. Bring people together with great food, music, and art. Pork and Mindy's is the new venture. Now, is it now open?
It is now open. We are on day 11. We opened last Friday. And things couldn't be any busier, so it's been great.
The concept is cool. Some of you guys came in to talk to us about it and showed us the layout and stuff. And if you think something between the quick stop variety, but still convenient to get, and it's not going to take you forever to get it, but a high quality of food, that's kind of where you guys are, right?
Yeah, you know, it's an alternative to your fast food sandwich joint. We like to dub a slow smoke sandwich shop. So we have seven pristine sandwiches that all stand on their own and give you a different experience. This is not like a barbecue place with, you know, pulled pork thrown on a sloppy bun with tangy slaw and two pickles on it, you know, and four iterations of that with different meat. This is, each sandwich is constructed to stand on its own. And we pride ourselves on not only getting the food out quick for a good price, but also it's so colorful. It's so texturally complex and fun to eat. So I'm really proud of this.
And at Pork and Mindy's is the address social, jeffmorrow.com, M-A-U-R-O, the address again, 1623 North Milwaukee, porkandmindys.com. All right, so Kevin, here's your opportunity to talk to the great Jeff Morrow.
Well, Jeff,
congratulations, Kevin.
Jeff, was this basically you getting a chance to start this restaurant and create all the sandwiches yourself, or was this more of a collaboration with some of the people that started the restaurant and other chefs?
No, it is all my menu. This idea was brought to me by my partner and friend before this all, Kevin Corsello, who's a very smart businessman who owned a couple bike shops in the city that were very successful, went to Harvard Business Law School to get his MBA as an adult with children and commuted back and forth to kind of, tune in to his ideas. And he brought this idea to me a year ago. And I love the name. I love that he had plans to grow and a great team behind it. And it was just mine to go crazy with the sandwiches. And he was a championship barbecue guy, giant aficionado of smoking meat. So it was a perfect combination.
And the business model is fascinating to me, because when you go to a bank and you say, okay, we want to partner with you and we want to open up the first of many in a chain of these things. And we have Jeff Morrow involved, and Jeff's got a huge footprint in the food business. Here's our concept. 6 unique barbecued sandwiches. You know, you got to get the right banker to get that concept.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Steve, not to correct you, it is 7, and that is the magic number.
Ah, 7, sorry.
On the menu, 7. So it's one a week, obviously.
I just like the idea that you were able to, and this is a testament to you, Jeff. This is a testament to you and the thump you've made in the industry, because that's not necessarily an easy sell to get financing.
No, and I think what surprised me first was how quickly we got, you know, people to invest in the business early on. And then now that we're open and we have a retail line of sauces that will be nationwide this year that are already in all the Mariano's throughout Chicagoland. And we have a line of retail meats coming out and franchise documents done. There's so much going on, and the beauty of it is that Kevin and my other partners are the brains behind it, and I get to sit here and be the mouth behind it and the hands and actually make the food and create and talk about it. So, you know, people are believing in this concept to the point now where we're like, okay, you know, I don't know who's, you know, come at us, because we're ready to blow up here.
Jeff, to me, a great sandwich is the right amount of bread, right amount of cheese, right amount of meat. To you, what is a perfect sandwich? What makes a great sandwich?
I think it's all about the ratios. And at Pork and Mindy's, we do not put more than 3 ingredients on any sandwich. And I think that's a golden rule to follow. Simplicity is key. There's too many giant sloppy sandwiches out there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great chefs who've turned to the sandwich world, you know, putting their composed dishes on a bun and calling it gourmet sandwiches. But that's, you know, I think those can really get a little intimidating sometimes, and sloppy and just texturally muddled. So our thing, we start with great bread and we treat the bread right. All of our bread is buttered with salted butter and griddled till, and then we put the meat on it, and 2 ingredients, maybe 3 at the most. Something, you know, fresh, something spicy, something acidic, and it all kind of creates a beautiful orchestra in your mouth.
Beautiful orchestra in your mouth.
Yeah,
I think you just invented a T-shirt.
It's already in the works, trust me.
Unbelievable. At Jeff Morrow, at Pork and Mindy's, and go to Pork and Mindy's, 1623 North Milwaukee, and try it out yourself. And, Jeff, by the way, we're working on a situation where Kevin's going to eat one of the sandwiches every day and report back on the show.
I love that. That'd be great, because that's what, you know, there are 7, so this is possible.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Hold the line. That's Jeff Morrow.